Thanks so much, Dennis. The newest Central Oregon fire, the Alder Springs fire, about 5 miles southwest of Culver, is now at 1,500 acres. The fire was first reported early Thursday afternoon, and Central Oregon Interagency Dispatch spokesman Bill Queen says the firefighters' early attack prevented the fire from reaching any structures. He says although today's weather is expected to be hot again, winds should not be an issue, and weekend weather should be helpful.
Winds don't appear to be what's contributing to the overall growth of the fire. Unseasonably high temperatures, low relative humidity, and associated dry fuels, that's what's really contributed to the growth of the fire. We do expect more normal weather to move into the area on Sunday as a passing cold front, which would bring cooler temperatures and a chance of showers being forecasted.
Currently, Forest Road 6360 is closed, as well as the Alder Springs Trailhead and Trail. A record-breaking drug bust in Madras as the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team seizes $1 million worth of methamphetamine. A bust happened on Wednesday when officers got information that a large quantity of narcotics was being transported on a commercial bus traveling from California. They arrested 20-year-old Juan Luis Rangel Cancino of Washington State. Ken Maddox with the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team says the investigation is ongoing.
You know, 35 pounds of methamphetamine in a seizure of that size, and you're looking at a drug trafficking organization. Certainly there's a lot of work to do on this still, and, you know, we're working in collaboration with, you know, a lot of our partners in law enforcement to try and find out, you know, who's responsible or who else is involved in the trafficking of such a large quantity of methamphetamine.
When officers stopped the bus, they originally found 13 pounds of marijuana concealed in a suitcase. It was only after Rango Cancino started acting suspicious at the bus station that they discovered the 35 pounds of methamphetamine. Two armed gunmen remain on the loose after holding up Ben's Papa John's on Greenwood last night. The two Hispanic males in their 20s with a gun held up the restaurant just before 8 p.m. Thursday night. The two got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, but no employees were hurt. Lieutenant Paul Kansky with Bend PD says they're asking for the public's help.
Both patrol and detectives are working on the case, and we certainly would be interested if anybody else had seen something that was suspicious to them. People running through the area near that time or acting suspicious in a different way, or any type of vehicle information that they may have seen close to that area that was suspicious.
The suspects are both Hispanic, in their 20s, with short, dark hair. One was wearing a white T-shirt, dark shorts, and dark high-top shoes with white shoelaces. The other was wearing a blue-gray sweatshirt, tan shorts, and dark high-top shoes with white shoelaces. President Obama will allow states to seek waivers from No Child Left Behind, 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Oregon School Superintendent Susan Castillo calls No Child Left Behind a cookie-cutter mandate that hasn't worked.
And so we're all talking with the federal government. They understand that, and so we'll see what kind of waiver opportunity they're going to give us.
For example, she says the Salem-Keizer School District is required to spend $2 million on after-school tutoring programs that isn't getting much bang for the buck. She wants districts to have more flexibility on how to use the money.
We want to have an accountability system that's based on the needs of a particular school.
Castillo's hoping for a waiver sometime this school year.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A $227,000 grant from the Regents Foundation of Blue Cross Blue Shield will help expand St. Charles Palliative Care. The program that tries to enhance the quality of life for seriously ill patients will get a huge boost from these funds. Dr. Laura Mavity is the Director of Palliative Care at St. Charles.
This grant puts some just major funding into our program. It's a huge chunk of our budget for the next 2 years, and is really helping with direct patient care, with helping us with our staffing so that we can take care of more patients and families.
With its two-year, $227,000 grant, St. Charles plans to hire more medical staff and coordinators to deliver services in the palliative care program. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office got a new boat to patrol area waterways today. The Oregon State Marine Board supplied the funds for that boat. Back in November, the Sheriff's Office learned that they were recipients of $45,000 to buy the new patrol boat. The remainder of the equipment was supplies by the Sheriff's Office. The new boat has ample room for two deputies to work in and carry search and rescue personnel if needed. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.